I'm joined now by RNIB's National Involvement Coordinator, Charlotte Jones, for our Connect Voices radio roundup. Now, just before we begin, Charlotte, what do you do on a weekly basis yourself and what is Connect Voices?
Yes, so I work in RNIB's involvement team and I'm responsible for our Connect Voices online platform. So it's an online group where blind, partially sighted people who have a keen interest in getting involved with our work and using their lived experiences of sight loss to, you know, help change our work and make our services better for other people with sight loss. And so we share lots of different opportunities on the online group, and I'm responsible for coordinating those, linking up with relevant people and getting them out there and just making sure, you know, we get a lot of insight from people with sight loss in our work.
Now, we've got another couple of exciting opportunities today. Over the last 5 years, RNIB has been working hard to improve the accessibility of smart meters, which has led to the development of an accessible in-home display. That term alone would frighten a lot of people. Well, let's start off, Charlotte. What is a smart meter?
Yeah, so even I didn't know myself, so I thought it would benefit everyone listening.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So smart meters are a new generation of gas and electricity meters which can measure your energy use in your homes, and they are being installed in homes across the UK at no extra cost to replace more traditional meters, which are like prepaid key meters that you might have that might be ticking away under the stairs or outside of your home. And every meter comes with an in-home display, which is a handheld screen which shows you exactly how much energy that you're using in pounds and pence. And people with sight loss can ask for an accessible version.
So that's really interesting. It allows people to keep track of what they're spending. That's really good. Now, to highlight the benefits of using accessible smart meters, we want you to get involved in Smart Energy GB's case study. Who are we looking for then?
Yes, so we are looking for blind, partially sighted people or households where there is at least one person living with sight loss who already use the accessible smart meters, or those who are willing to trial one and share their experiences from installation to realising the benefits of using an accessible smart meter. And these case studies will be conducted by Smart Energy Great Britain, and they're responsible for overseeing the distribution of smart meters across GB. As part of the case study, you'll be required to take part in an initial short 20-minute interview to discuss your involvement in the process and any experiences of using an accessible smart meter, and even possibly taking part in some filming for media purposes. If you do that, you'll be required to sign a contract giving consent for Smart Energy Great Britain to use your case study for media purposes.
Now, expenses have been reimbursed as well.
They are, yes. So, where applicable, you will be reimbursed for any expenses, and you'll also be given a thank you for taking part in the case study, and these will be a token gift in the form of e-vouchers.
Great. So how do people get in touch or find out more information about it?
Yes, so if you are interested in contributing your experiences, then please do email involvement@rnib.org.uk before Monday the 3rd of August with your email and contact number. And just to let you know, by getting in touch, you are giving consent for us to pass on your details so that you can be contacted to take part in the study. If you don't want to take part in the case study, but you'd like to find out more about accessible in-home displays and how to get one, then please do get in touch with your energy provider and they'll be able to give you some more information.
Now, the next one is a testing opportunity.
It is, yes, and a lot of people out there may have used Sky UK or Now TV to watch telly, so we've been contacted by Sky to see if we can find some blind, partially sighted people who would be interested in testing a new version of the Now TV app on an Apple TV device. So they would like to test with people who currently use Now TV on Apple TV devices, and people who do you use Apple TV devices, but not necessarily Now TV at the moment. So Sky will be running the testing and they will provide technical support if needed, and they will contact you to do surveys and gather feedback. We can either provide your email addresses to Sky so Sky can contact you directly, or we can act as an intermediary and they will never have your contact details that way. They will need to have access to your Apple IDs so that they can set up a test account for the testing, and you can download the software. Sky will provide a shopping voucher as a thank you for taking part.
How do people take it to the next step then?
Yes, so if you're interested and you meet the criteria to get involved, then please do email the involvement team at involvement@rnib.org.uk with the subject Sky TV and your contact details, and then we can link you up with RNIB's new products team to do the testing.
Charlotte, it's been brilliant talking to you as always. Speak to you again in a fortnight's time. RNIB's National Involvement Coordinator, Charlotte Jones, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you, Barry.